Second Chronicles, chapter 24, verse 4. Now it happened after this that Joash set his heart on repairing the house of the Lord. Wicked witches. Maybe some of you are dressed as one. They flavor a lot of different children's stories, but there is a real wicked witch behind the verse of our text. Joash's grandma, Athaliah, the daughter of Ahab, actually murdered all of her grandsons in order to seize the throne for herself. She had a granddaughter, though, who took very bold action, risking her own life to snatch her one-year-old brother, Joash, out of the nursery, to sneak him away out of the clutches of the wicked witch. Jehoshabeah was married to Jehoiada, the high priest, and so they hid Joash in the temple of the Lord. He didn't grow up as a result with the king's palace as his playground, but he had a greater privilege. He grew up at home in the Lord's temple. His parents, grandparents, had been wicked idolaters. And so Joash, notice, was not only snatched out of physical death, he was snatched out of spiritual death. The worship of Baal, the perverted service of selfish pleasures. And this rescue gave him a home in the temple of the Lord. And what did he see there? He saw the Holy of Holies. God demonstrating that He wants to dwell among His people. He heard the animals bleeding as daily they were let in to have their throats slit. And the blood pouring out in that unrelenting reminder of the need for the forgiveness of sins. He tasted God's assurance that He gives the forgiveness of sins through that substitutionary atonement. Yes, through this rescue, Joash was delivered from darkness into the light of Jesus' saving truth. And there, he rejoiced in that peace in the kingdom of Christ. He was made a king with Christ in that kingdom that no wicked witch could steal from Joash or from you. For you also have been snatched out of death. Many of you from the nursery, rescued by baptism. You've been brought up by your parents with that greater privilege of being at home in the temple of the Lord. You have been made kings with Christ. Revelation chapter 1. To Him who loved us and washed us from our sins in His own blood and made us kings and priests to His God and Father. To Him be the glory and the dominion forever and ever. At the age of 7, Joash was restored to the throne of David, and the wicked witch was removed. He was a king with Christ also on his earthly throne, for he used it to build Christ's kingdom. He was so thankful for having been delivered from the darkness of death that you heard in our text, he set his heart to repair the house of the Lord, to build up that temple of God and Christ's kingdom. In other words, He wanted you also today to know that though we are the ones who have sinned, though we're the ones that deserve to have our throats slit, yet that flowing of blood, not in a mere animal, but in the substitute that God prepared for you and me, Jesus Christ, brings you the forgiveness of all of your sins, the assurance that God wants to dwell with you, that He is dwelling within your heart. So having been snatched from death, set your hearts to repair the house of God, to build up His kingdom. Use the throne of your life to show forth the praises of Him who called you out of darkness unto His marvelous light. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. We'll conclude with hymn 401.